Hi, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. Can I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
44047.
That was 44047?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Can I get the first and last name on the account?
Sandra Payne, P-A-I-N-E.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Payne. Can you verify your address for me?
601 Heritage Square, Jefferson, Ohio.
All right, thank you. All right, Ms. Payne, and we just talked the other day.
Yes. And so I see on the tracking that it's been returned to you. Because I am in South Carolina at my house now, my other house.
Okay, gotcha.
So, can it be shipped to South Carolina now?
All righty. And we did it. We did establish that. We wanted to make sure it got returned to sender first, mm-hmm. right? So it is showing you did get a confirmation as far as it being returned to sender?
The tracking said yes.
Okay.
January 29th, 10-10, delivered to original sender, Lewiston.
Okay. Now, remind me, how long are you going to be in South Carolina?
I'm going to be here until the third week in May.
Third week in May. All right. This is what I'm going to have to do, and I think I told you about this before. We're going to change your address to the South Carolina address. I'm going to get the reshipment out for you. And then make sure that when you go back to Ohio, you re-update your address back to Ohio, okay?
Okay. Well, so if you ship it out now, like when will the next one be? I mean, will it be before May or? When?
It is because you're on the two months, every 2 months. So if we get you ordered. Yeah, because it was returned to sender. So your next shipment was due to come out on March the 19th.
Okay, so you're going to send it on March 19th or what?
Now, it's going to go. If we go ahead and change the address, it's going to go to South Carolina. March. It's going to go to the March in to the South Carolina address. But you said you're going to be there till like the third week of May. So that's when you need to decide when and where you want that shipment to go, which would probably be best for you once you get your shipment in March, change your address back to Ohio. So that way, by the time you get home in May, that shipment is already building on its way to Ohio.
Okay, super. Super. Okay. I just wanted to know, this one's coming like March 19th, or you're just going to.
It's going to be billed on March the 19th, and then it'll update. Right. So let me go ahead and change the address to the South Carolina address, and then we'll get the reshipment out for you. Okay. Look, you can go ahead with that new address.
9 Reedy Place. R E E D Y.
And what's that zip?
29909.
And that is in Beaufort.
It either says Bluffton. It either says Bluffton or Okotie, one or the other.
I've got both. I've got Beaufort Bluffton or Okotie Beaufort.
It's Bluffton, really.
All right, gotcha.
But Okotie's the same place, really.
So we still got the same phone number, 843-705-5320?
I don't have that anymore.
Okay. What's the updated phone number?
440-228-1223.
Okay, 440-228-1223.
Correct.
Okay, is the email address still slpayne, the number 9, at Gmail?
Correct.
All right. All Let me just double check and to make sure everything updated as far as your the address is concerned.
Okay.
Is your billing still going to be the Heritage Square?
Yes, it is, with the credit card, yes. And do you have that updated that it is 2024 now?
For which one? The card number?
For the credit card, yeah.
Let me go back to that one.
Because you know what? I got a new card and I don't know if I notified
yeah.
you.
Yeah, the MasterCard is 7020 is the last four.
Yeah, but the expiration?
10/24.
Okay, good. That's the one. I didn't know if I tried to contact everybody I needed to.
All right, I'm just double checking. I got to double check all my arrows and make sure we got your shipping correct.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
What's taking me so long, okay?
That's okay. Better to be correct.
Oh, yes, ma'am, because we already missed one shipment. I don't want you to miss out on this one either, because then we'll get behind. All right, I got everything updated on there, Ms. Payne. Did we ever think about adding our vitamin D to our order? Remember we spoke about our vitamin D last time?
No, I'm already doing that.
Okay.
Listen, so you're saying wait till I get the actual package before I change my address?
In March.
Okay, wait till I get the package.
Yeah, once you get it in March, give us a call, switch it back to the Ohio address, so that way when your May shipment comes out, because it's not... Being that we switched the day, it's still going to bill you. It's still going to try and bill. The next bill is going to be March 19th. So once you receive it after March 19th, update to your Ohio address. So that way, around the time that you're leaving, that's when you'll be billed, and that way it can be shipped to you in Ohio by the time you get home.
I'm just wondering if there's going to be a crossover there.
It shouldn't be. So that's why I'm trying to make sure that we get it a couple of weeks out before it's due to be shipped.
Yeah, right.
So we can make sure that everything updates okay, and also with the forwarding of the mail as well.
Okay. All right. I thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. You've been very helpful.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure assisting you once again, and thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.